Third time's a charm. Holy moly.
It's funny, I started to watch some my favourite YouTuber stream a game, so I'm like, eh, I'll just wait till he texts me. And then I fell asleep and I woke up at like 10:30. I'm like, if he hasn't texted me, he's asleep.
Mini-sub! Watch out! Here it comes. Shit, I thought it was funny. On ESPN, do you remember I think I texted it to you or something like that, or maybe on Facebook or something, and I said that the Clippers should trade Chris Paul to Cleveland for Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
There's now like this insider post on should those teams do that, and I'm like, what the hell?
Nah, they shouldn't.
I think they should.
Yeah, I know, but it's crazy. If I'm the Cavs, I'm not doing it, just because of the age difference.
They're built to win now, though. Like,
true.
They don't care. They're not. If they cared about the future, they wouldn't have traded Wiggins.
But they could win now with what they've got, and then once LeBron goes, they've still got a young Kyrie. And
can they win with what they got? Can they? They've already pulled the trigger on the coach.
And like, can Chris Paul stay healthy?
I think he can stay healthy enough for him to win a chip.
Why don't you 2K it?
The true test.
And simulate it.
Well, should we sound the alarm? Sound the alarm on for Cavs fans, Vince. Cleveland, they've got a little bit of a track record going now. I mean, we've seen it happen with Mike Brown after a winning season, you know, raised a lot of eyebrows. Then they hide him back and fight him again anyway. But for me, like David Blatt just comes out of nowhere, leading the Eastern Conference. I don't know if that Warriors game was, I don't want to say a final straw, but, you know, maybe a realization to the organization that maybe that squad had hit their peak. But I love the internet, and I love that no one for a second believed that LeBron had nothing to do with it.
I can't believe they insulted us like that.
And no one for a second believed that Tyronn Lue was, trying to undercut David Blatt. Like, give us a spell.
Nah, it was ridiculous. And what annoyed me was guys like Brendan Haywood coming out.
Oh, why is he opening his mouth? He hasn't done anything for 2 years.
He's just bitter because Blatt never used him in his first year at Cleveland. That's all.
Hey, he wasn't even getting used in Charlotte. Like, give me a spell.
And this whole crap about, I don't buy this for a second, mind you, that he used to freeze in timeouts, run plays for guys that weren't even in the game. Are you kidding me? This is a guy who is legendary in Israel, Europe. This guy has won more freaking titles than LeBron James won NBA titles over in Europe.
Yeah.
Don't tell me this guy freezes up in timeouts. He's been in more pressure situations than most coaches in the league right now.
The thing I really love too was all the coaches. They really banded together, man. They really, like, you had everyone from Coach Pop, Eric Spoelstra. What's up?
Both Van Gundy's.
Both Van Gundy's.
Ron and Jeff.
Yep. I mean, what does that say to you if you're a coach? I mean, you're not safe if you're winning?
It's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, look, it comes down to, I guess, how much stroke and pull your superstars got in your franchise.
Mm.
It's just, he's been, look, I said it. I think I said it to you on Facebook, or it might have just been a status, but David Blatt did a hell of a job considering LeBron James was against him from the whole way. And same with Tyronn Lue, you know, just putting little... I think Tyronn Lue might have had a voodoo doll or something at home and just pinpricking him or something.
You know what? Did you see what Tyronn Lue said when he was interviewed?
Did he say he was going to do things better?
Yeah, he wasn't going to change anything, but he was just going to do it better.
Yeah, well, he's a... That's... You know what? At least David Blatt took the high road, stayed classy.
Yeah.
Tyrone Lue, little snake in the grass.
I liked what Doc Rivers had to say. He said that it was a shame that happened. He's, you know, on one hand, he's happy for Tyrone Lue, but not that it happened this way. Lue was assistant coach in Boston for many years with Doc. But I sort of thought that's actually spoke volumes. That what Rick Carlisle had to say, and he said you felt embarrassed for the league.
Well, and also, like Van Gundy said, it's a bottom line league, and the bottom line is you got to win games, and he was winning games, best record in the East. So, and then you get Dave Griffin coming out in the press conference saying, you know, LeBron doesn't run this franchise; he had nothing to do with it, and this and that. And he, like. Dude,
come
you
off
look,
it.
You look like a fool. We're not fools.
They bent over backwards to bring him back. They were going to do whatever they could to bring him back.
Exactly.
So if LeBron wants to walk around, you know, the Cleveland Stadium with his posse, he can do it. He gets what he wants. He's the superstar. Yeah. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be that way, but don't play us all for fools.
Dude, it really shouldn't be that way.
I agree with you. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. And
it's something that just shits me in the league. Like, if you're the leader of this team, he should have been endorsing Blatt. Geez, there's a number of things he could have done. Work on the relationship from the get-go.
Yeah.
So many things. The other guys would have followed suit, but no. Nah, he had to, you know, I want a coach that's played in the NBA. And this guy's won. The guy's a legend. The guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It still irks me. I don't buy for a second that he froze in timeouts. Are you kidding me?
And to keep all those egos in check in Cleveland, I think he did a pretty damn good job. He dragged them to the finals. I mean,
you ever watched the EuroLeague?
Yep.
Like the finals?
Yep.
There's pressure there, man. You telling me he froze there? Doubt it. And does Delhi have a problem with him?
No one in their right mind had a problem with what was going on.
Verger, I doubt it. All the hard workers that just put their head down, bum up, and who come from a freaking culture, and they're not, granted, they're not superstars, and, you know, the franchise is probably not going to, you know, probably not take them too, I don't want to say serious, but I don't know any other freaking word. But they come from a different culture who do what the coach says.
Yeah.
But it shits me to tears that, oh, LeBron had nothing to do with it. Absolute dribble. And he hasn't even come out and said anything positive about Coach Blatt. Have some class. The guy's turned into a freaking jerk. It's really pissed me off. I'd hire Coach. If I'm an owner, I'd hire Coach Blatt in a second. He's not only just on his NBA record, he's European one.
Well, I was going to say, look, the European credentials aside, he now has an NBA resume.
Yep.
And a winning NBA resume. So it's only... I kind of feel like we haven't seen the last of David Blatt in the NBA, and I think teams would be crazy, you know, not to have a look at it. Any sort of ideal destinations you'd like to see David Blatt?
Look, a young up-and-coming team, or one that's like Brooklyn, going to start a rebuild, because he was bought in to develop Wiggins, and then LeBron's turned around and, oh, I'm coming back home, and they're like, oh, shit, we just hired this guy.
Yeah.
And I think you said it on Facebook, even mentioned it to Joey.
Yeah, I'd love to see him in Minnesota. I think the...
That would be awesome.
Well, I just think it would work well for both parties. I mean, you get a guy who's, you know, like you just said, a developmental coach. Be a little bit funny him going to Mini and, you know, coaching Wiggins. That was the plan. But I think it'd be good for him there because the pressure would be off him as well. He could really learn the NBA way without all the drama.
Was Joey keen on that idea? Because he used Mr. Minnesota.
I can't remember. I think he might be saving the question for his next show. But, yeah, I think it'd be a really solid one. I mean, I find it hard to believe we won't see David Blatt again. I really hate the way he's now being departed from Cleveland. I think it's left, for NBA heads, I think it's left a real sour taste in the mouth when it comes to Cleveland now. There was even a point of the past couple of days, I was like, why am I so mad? I'm not even a Cleveland fan. But then I was always, also like, oh, you know what? I hope Tyrone Lue just has a shit year.
Oh, dude, I've never, you know what? I think I said a few shows ago, I said, I'd love to see the city of Cleveland get an NBA title.
Yeah.
Not all these vlogs in charge, I know.
Oh, man. I watched that. I watched his first coaching game against the Bulls. It was pretty funny. Cleveland crowd turned pretty quickly against their team when they were losing. They end up booing them.
Now, does that tell you that the fans didn't have a problem with Blatt?
Definitely. Definitely.
And the thing is, LeBron's done all this, right? He's gotten rid of Blatt. That's what he wanted. If he doesn't deliver a title, it looks so bad on him.
I totally hear where you're coming from, because I blame LeBron a lot in this as well, but I actually blame ownership a lot more. Yeah. For letting this crap go on.
No plums. No plums, mate.
The bar is so high. Like, if Tyronn Lue thinks he's going to do better than David Blatt, the only up his only option is to win a chip this year. And I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
The only thing he's got over David Blatt is that he played in the NBA.
But you know what that's like? You know what? I hate that. I hate playing against guys who will... look, just totally from away from that for a second. Like, I hate playing against guys who, you know, think you're going to be garbage because you've never played... You never represented Australia or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I look at that and I think that's so narrow-minded to have that ideal, because you wouldn't turn to a painter and go, well, you're not a real artist because you never went to art school.
He didn't paint the Michelangelo thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, are you serious? Do you know how many professionals there are that have never...
I don't like it either. Because like I said to you, I think I texted to you, I'm pretty sure Popovich didn't have an NBA career.
Exactly.
So if they hired Popovich, is LeBron going to go, well, hang on, I want a guy who played in the NBA?
Yeah.
No, he's not, because Popovich has won 5 chips. But it's just a load of shit. Yeah. Blatt's done way more in coaching than Tyronn Lue will ever do.
It's sad, this, because it's left a real sour taste when it comes to Tyronn Lue. Like,
and he's too short.
For me, he'll always be the rug that Allen Iverson stepped over. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but look, Tyronn walked away with the chips.
He did, but he didn't get the respect.
No, that's true. I didn't mind him, actually.
I hated him. Well,
yeah, no, it has. You're right. It has left a sour taste. I'm rooting against Tyronn Lue.
I totally am. Static. I feel a little bit bad about it, but then I kind of feel like, no, you brought this on. I feel worse for Cavs fans out of anyone, really. Because I'm kind of a little bit happy for Blatt, because, I mean, if he was working in a situation like that where he obviously, and, you know, the true colours have shown now he's out, you know, where he couldn't trust anyone around him, then I'm kind of glad he's out, and I hope he kind of finds another team and another sort of NBA home. I'll take him in Memphis.
He was spotted at the Cheesecake Factory in Cleveland. He was.
Really?
Took photos with a fan.
Wow, so isn't that?
Yeah, he's not fussed.
Hey, he's getting his payday, I suppose. So,
I tell you what Minnesota should do.
What's that?
And I don't know if Blatt would do this, but I'd hire Tibbs, and then I'd make Blatt the highest paid assistant coach in the NBA, and say, look, if you ever get an interview, there's an out clause, obviously, if you get a head coaching position. But that's what I'd do. But I should throw in, beautifully segued here, if you do want to hear Minnesota news, you should head over to the Timberwolves Explosion page on Facebook and give it a like.
Joey!
He's in dire need of a hug. That guy is just... I'm saying every week, seriously, this guy needs a hug, a bit of rub in the bollocks.
Well, when you're 1-15?
Yeah, just...
Let's, I don't know, man. You know what? We've diluted to it. Let's talk a little bit of Minnesota ball. I was reading a little news clip today saying that half the team has lost faith in the coach.
Now, there's a guy who should get sacked. Jesus Christ.
I feel a little bit bad for Sam Mitchell, because he was never bought in to be the head coach there.
Not true.
You know, what unfolded, he's been forced in that position, and the team sucks.
Hang on. Their record should be a lot better with the talent they've got.
Totally agree.
In saying that, he's done some dumb shit.
Oh, his rotations are ridiculous. They're ridiculous.
My mum could do better rotations. All while cooking a massive Italian feast.
Did you just say your mum could do better rotations?
Exactly.
Don't ever say that again.
She was coaching full. You're a sicko. Yeah, I hope you die from coughing.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell her. She'll playing Tayshaun Prince. Oh my God, retire. Goodness.
What's going on in Minnesota? They
and make a decision.
Hey,
trade Peck, Deng and Anthony Towns.
I'm holding all judgment until after the trade deadline.
You cannot keep Peck, Deng and.
Dude, I agree. I just sort of think that outside looking in, I don't think we realize the impact the passing of Flip has caused in Minnesota. And until that's all sorted, I just don't feel like there's going to be any real major moves.
Well, you know what? Someone has to take the reins, just grab their cojones and make a deal.
Yeah.
The first guy I'd be trading is Peck. Not that I don't like Peck, I really do.
The first guy I'd be trading would be Kevin Martin.
Well, how about Peck and Martin?
Let's package him up. Package him up. What are you doing? You're falling over the laptop?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm sticky and moist. It's so muggy.
Oy.
Like I watched the Cavs and Timberwolves. And the future's there. Like
it was, wasn't it a bit close? I didn't even watch it myself. But wasn't the game?
No, it was close.
Yeah,
it was very close. But there's the future, and you can see it. You can, if I was a Timberwolves fan, and, you know, I love the Timberwolves. You can taste it. They just got to tweak it a bit and get the right guy in charge
and turn the corner.
If Flip was still alive, their record would be way better. I've no doubt they'd be improving, but Mitchell just doesn't have it as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind the hiring because he did okay in Toronto. I thought, you know, he's a Minnesota guy, but...
Well, a lot of the complaints have been that he runs his offense is too old to run, you know, in the league these days.
What's old about it? I don't understand. I don't know. What's old about it?
I didn't get it either. I mean, you know, unless it's...
So you're running something Red Elvac.
I mean, I'm trying to think back to, you know, his Raptors days and the squad he had. And, you know, you had a centerpiece like Chris Bosh. So it's a lot of pick and roll, pick and pops, you know, with a guy like that. This team doesn't have a player like that. Like, KG's too old to do that stuff. It's a more get up and down the court, you know, find the open guy, slash to the rim. There is no pick and pop presence on that team. I mean...
Well, I tell you what, they had three guys, Levine, Cat, and Wiggins, drop 20 or more. And they had a young gun like Shabazz come in. He think he dropped 15.
Yeah.
I mean, and Rubio was just running the show. It's they've got to be better. I mean, like I said before, you can taste it. Just got to tweak it.
And play Levine at the two guard, you goose. Jesus.
Yeah. You know, they were saying Levine... still thinks he can play point guard. It's like, you are not a point guard.
No, he can play point guard, but it's backup minutes. It's not point guard is his position. And his big games last year were when he was playing the two guard.
And let me tell you, one of the quickest first steps I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Ever seen.
Dang. That's... Wow, really? That's some big props coming from you.
Dude. I'm telling you, one of the quickest.
There was a move
he did. He went to the basket, and I, you know, when you watch an NBA game, you just sit back in your couch.
Yeah.
It actually made me just jolt a bit and go, "Whoa, Christ, that was quick."
Murder. I've said since, you know, he was drafted. Him for me, he reminds me. I'm not saying he is the next. He reminds me of see flashes of a young T-Mac.
Yeah, don't see that.
Just T-Mac in Toronto when he was starting to come good just before he got moved. I just flashes every now and then. I just go, oh, nice.
Easily 20-plus a night scorer.
Oh, in the right system for sure.
Oh, for sure. This kid. And I know we gave him a lot of shit when you...
I went to bat for that kid.
He's got a nice looking shot, but I can't get over that first step. He is gonna. Oof.
Yeah.
I'll tell you now. I don't think there's anyone that can be able to stay in front of him in the league.
Ooh, what I saw. Wow, really?
He just goes.
Okay, I'm gonna.
It's like Speedy Gonzalez.
I'm gonna go watch that Cleveland game. I think after this. Well, every week we hit the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside, and ask you guys, the fans, what teams and topics you'd like to hear about in this week's show. And we've got a few. Our first question comes from Kalen Woods. He wants us to talk about Boogie Cousins, which teams are sellers and buyers at the deadline. Let me just start off. If the question is which teams are buyers and sellers at the deadline for Boogie Cousins, then I don't think it's an option now. Because when you've had, 104 points over two games, I think he's driven his asking price up a little bit too high for a team like Boston to come in and nab it. But, I mean, hey, got to give props to Boogie. Tough loss today, though.
I'll give Sacramento Randall. Everyone is...
You just give him everyone.
Except Mr. Russell.
Really?
Everyone.
What if you got Rondo? What if it was a package deal and you got Rondo and Cousins?
Love Rondo, but no. Everyone is available except every pick we've got is available except D'Angelo.
Wow. Okay.
I want Boogie in a Lakers jersey. Pronto.
Wow.
Get it. They got to get it done.
Interesting. Interesting.
What was the other one? Which teams what? Say again.
Which teams are sellers and buyers at the deadline?
I have no idea. I haven't really thought about it.
I think almost all the teams are, to be honest. I think Golden State's not touching anything.
Chicago need to make a change.
Chicago need to make some moves. I think Detroit needs to tweak. I think they need to to pull the trigger on Jennings.
If your boys? Memphis? Yes, I agree with that. Sorry, Jennings. Yes, he needs to.
Memphis, I'm ready for a rebuild.
Are you really?
We lost to Minnesota the other day.
Give you Roy Hibbert for Marcus Hall.
Mate, you can just... I'm ready for rebuild.
Roy's all right, man.
Let's tank for Simmons.
No.
I want to keep Conley and bring in Simmons and piss the rest off.
You want to keep this off. He gets some rebounds and kicks it out.
I don't even care right now. Don't even care.
Wow.
That's where I am with Memphis right now, Vince. That's where I'm at.
I think Phoenix would do anything right now.
Phoenix definitely needed to make some moves.
As long as they kept his job.
I don't think Utah's making any moves, though. I think they're quite happy where they're at.
They're just building assets nicely, aren't they?
And people are forgetting, I like Utah, man. They're competing with teams.
I like their coach.
Oh, Snyder's the bomb. Yeah, that should be on a shirt. Snyder's the bomb.
He looks like American Psycho.
He talks like he talks like a gangster. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's all right.
But they get Utah's gonna be so much better with Exum back next year.
Yeah, I hope he comes back right.
Mm. You know, we said at the start of the year when we were assessing the teams and the moves they had made that, you know, Utah made the best moves by making none, and they're building that core and keeping that team together, which is sometimes tough for a franchise to do, and
they've got young guys who, if they continue to develop, who won't necessarily be superstars, but much like Houston did to get Harden, they've got enough to get someone when someone's available.
I want Gordon Hayward on Memphis, but just saying.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So we might jump into that topic a little bit more, a bit closer to the deadline, I think. That'd make a nice little mini show.
Like, what do you think of Larry Nance, just quietly?
Larry Nance Jr.?
No, Senior, you plonker. Yes, Junior.
Senior is a bit long in the tooth now, but... I've been singing his praises.
Oh, you have not?
What are you talking about? Of course I have.
No, I actually... when he drafted him, I'm like, oh, my God, no. He's... Nah. But fast becoming one of my favourites.
I'm sure I've said to you before, to me, really? He's... Larry Nance he feels like the Trevor Ariza you lost with his hustle play. Yeah, I'm not saying exactly the same player. I'm just saying, you know, that hustle guy, like, he just feels like you never really replace Trevor Ariza.
No.
And he just feels like that guy. He feels like that bit. Like, if you're talking about LA in the future and the long term, I don't think you ever move Nance. I think you keep that guy because he's energy. He's a spark. He values the game because of, you know, what happened to him early on.
If you had a dollar for every time I said, I miss Trevor Ariza.
Oh, my God. I'd be broke. I'd be broke.
Man, if you had a dollar.
Oh, if I had a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, oh, you'd be sitting pretty.
I'd be sitting next to Stu Benson in LA right now watching Kobe sitting on the bench.
I hope he had the worst turbulence going over there.
Oh, you are a son of a bitch. Tell you what, great game today. Dirk with the game winner.
Oh, and how good was the respect?
Oh.
Just two classy guys. Definitely. Actually, Dirk's probably more classy than Kobe.
We've digressed. We've digressed. Let's get back to the questions.
He makes me moist up, Dirk.
Oh, no.
Tell you what.
I don't want that image in my head. What, stop. Mate. Our next question comes from TJ Hollis, and he wants to know, what the hell is going in New Orleans?
Elvin Gentry, the Mike D'Antoni clone. Carbon copy. He runs the same shit, same philosophies.
Just plays
It's all about running up, run and gun, and no defense.
I was going to say, just plays a tiny bit more defense.
And he's got a defensive gun on the side on his team, but will not.
I'm telling you, man. I think you guys are just better off sticking with D'Antoni for another few years than putting up with Byron Scott, because at least, you know, D'Antoni's going to play the guys and run an offense. I mean. He's going to play the young guns till they can't run anymore. I mean,
I never thought I'd see the day where I've gone. I'd rather D'Antoni and Byron Scott.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
I'll sum it up for you.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Our next question comes from Cameron Cobra. Grikey. Do you think Steph Curry will eventually pass Ray Allen for most three-pointers made? If not,
we asked this question 2 weeks ago.
I feel like we did, and I feel like we answered it.
We did, and yes, easily.
Probably this year. Probably this year.
Jesus Christ, the guy's on fire.
Oh, boy.
His range is just increasing.
He's ridiculous. Man, I honestly could not believe that Golden State Spurs game.
It's beautiful to watch. Beautiful to watch.
I can't believe Spurs got pumped by 30.
Don't worry about that, mate.
Ridiculous. Philip Brown, champion, wants to know, so the Knicks are playing better than expected right now. The point guard position is mentioned in every post I see. Calderon is playing pretty good, but would be a great bench player along with Grant. So who would you trade or sign at the point before the deadline for the Knicks? Or would you sign an expiring contract like Ryan Anderson and possibly make a push for the playoffs? Funny this post, because I was reading today that Aaron Afolo says that the Knicks, you know, are going to be a lock for the playoffs.
Jeez.
So you're probably not going to make it now, because he just threw that out in the wind.
You know how much I like Jerry and Grant.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not going to do it, but I think if they won't do it now because their record, you know, they're fighting for a playoff position. But if their record was poo, I'd be playing him every game to develop him. I think you've got a point guard sitting right under your noses, but you ain't using him for some reason.
I just think he needs a little bit more time.
Well, of course he does, so they should play him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Play the kid. This is what I say this every freaking year.
You're very high on the kid.
Why draft guys and not play them?
You're very high on the kid. I'm not that high on the kid, so I'd be looking to bring in someone else. And if I'm, you know, if I'm the Knicks brass, I probably would.
Why would you bring in Ryan Anderson?
No, I'm not signing Ryan Anderson. Get out of here.
No, that's what Phil said.
I know. Yeah, no. Come on now.
You don't want to take any minutes from the zinger.
Yeah, that's it. But I'd be looking to see see if Memphis would buy it on a Conley deal. I was going to say, and if you can't bring in Conley, I'd bring in Jennings. I think
you can get Jennings pretty cheap.
I think you get a good deal. Yeah, it's tough.
Because he's coming off that Achilles. They're not even playing him that much.
With Detroit, it's all about what you can give back to them. And I can't see what Detroit need from New York.
Kevin Seraphin.
Seraphin and some future picks. if they got any
pick, second round pick.
Yeah, it's
Seraphin's a good player.
No, I don't mind that. But yeah, that's what I'd be looking at. I'd definitely be, look, you never know. Like Vin says, you don't know till you ask. So throw the bait out in the water, you know, see if Memphis will buy it on a Conley deal. I mean, even if you have to give up it, I just think with New York, I like what they got at the two with a follow, like what he does for them on the court. Porzingis, Melo, obviously. I really like Robin Lopez in New York. I think he does a really good job, and does the blue collar work that you need. It's just with the point guard spot, I think you need that 3-point threat. Well, you need that offensive threat. And Jennings is a lot better passer and player than people give him credit for. I think people still really have this mentality when it comes to Jennings that they only remember his like early Bucks days where he was the only offensive option there. And they would literally dump the ball to him for the last minute, 24-second shot violation shot. Like, what choice did he have? You know, of course the numbers are going to be crap, but before he goes down with his Achilles, he was a borderline all-star for Detroit before they made that move for Reggie Jackson. But I don't think there'd be any harm bringing Jennings into New York. I think he'd thrive, and I think Jennings would really enjoy it.
I think so too. And I think the city sort of fit his personality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's definitely.
He's
the comeback kid, you know? He's.
I would love to see it.
You know what I like about that move?
Jerry and Green's got a big future. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I like that move because you're not bringing in the rookie Jennings. You know what I mean? You're not bringing in some young rookie to carry the load. I mean, if these guys are going to make a push for the playoffs, I think now's the time to make a move like that.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yes.
Good question. We should 2K that one, Vince.
Yeah.
Philip wants to know, how messed up is the Blatt firing, considering that he had the best record in the East? Should he not be coaching the Eastern All-Stars? Very good.
Just be very weird.
I don't think he'd do it. I mean,
and I was just going to say, there's no way. I don't think he would actually do it.
He wouldn't accept it, right?
No. Who's got the second best record?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
That coach should do it. Sorry, Dwayne Casey. Toronto's 13-15.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to give it to little snake in the grass.
No, I was thinking Van Gundy, but then I was like, I think Detroit have been on a bit of a slide lately, but I'd be happy with Casey coaching them because Toronto's, they're serious. They are a serious team. They are a serious threat.
It's a shame Kamal Hilton's off the grid. It'd be good to chat here.
He's off the Matrix, isn't he? He's MIA.
Yeah, that's it. Watch out! Here it comes!
Watch out! Ball.